Ruby 5.
The big mollusk would only see me at night. Three of the moons of Sumanula were up, reflecting some pretty eerie light. What I first thought were weirdly shaped bushes and trees turned out to be made of coral. What's with this island? Looks like it's been on the ocean floor.
Well, yes, it was.
Well, when was that? Yesterday?
No, today.
What?
You see, the island rises from the sea bottom only at night.
Why at night?
Well, so we won't become dry and brittle in the light of the sun. Come, Ruby, let us step out on the veranda.
What is this island? Some giant inflatable turtle?
Not really.
The big mollusk lowered himself into a tub of salt water. Who invented the land of Zoots?
We did.
We?
My colleagues and I.
Well, who are they? Underwater creatures?
Well, some. We were the Circle of Harshi Baba.
What's that?
Scholars.
Why did you create Zoots?
Well, I suppose it was just to see if we, a rather stuffy group of scholars, could invent a mythical land. Its languages, its arts, philosophy.
It's a pretty bizarre fantasy you created.
Oh, it was merely a playful diversion.
Who are the others?
I doubt they're alive.
Well, there wasn't a book or a movie or a series or anything like The Wizard of Oz. How did it become part of our popular culture?
Oh, no one knows.
Oh, come on.
Well, you see, brief articles began to appear. There were references in works of fiction, but not written by us. And people apparently were eager to hear more. And more would spontaneously appear.
Someone was leaking it.
Oh, no. We all took the Oath of Silence, the Oath of Harshi Baba. Once the land of Zoots began to appear, then writers, poets, painters were inspired, and they continued the creation, and now it's manifesting on these islands.
And you don't know who's behind that? Or who is the Wizard of Zoots?
Our creation had no wizards.
Well, did he invent himself?
Ruby, there are forces on this world that will not allow our fantasy to continue. You are in a critical position. Consider your allegiance.
My allegiance is to myself.
Excellent.
You think so?
Always listen, Ruby.
To what?
To your heart, Ruby. To your heart.